other names at Channel 8? Chris Lincoln with sports.
I was at Channel 8 when he came. As you may remember, Hal O'Halloran preceded him in that job. Chris Lincoln was doing radio at the University of Missouri. He had applied for the job at Channel 8, but was considered much too big, much too heavy. Because I don't know what he weighed when he first came to Channel 8, but probably at least 350 pounds. He's tall anyway. And he lost tons of weight in order to get the job at Channel 8, but he was still a big man. He still is a large bone, tall man. But he was a wonderful addition to the staff and quit to go into business for himself. And now is back there, looking pretty much the same, except he looks thin in the face, which always startles me. He was a wonderful addition to the Channel 8 staff. For some reason, to me, all three stations here attract the best of the best. Well, it's more than three now with Fox, but they all attract the best of the best. We are a market that's a stepping stone. You really can't get a job at one of the Tulsa television stations unless you have worked in television in another market. You just really can't. And, of course, now you have to have a college degree, which I did not have. I would probably never be hired today. Besides that, my hair is gray. I think here all the stations have an ability to attract, but because we are a middle-sized market, people go away, too. When they get too good, either they go away on their own, somebody hires them because a competing station here has sent them a demo tape. Says, you really ought to look at this guy or gal. They're good. Tulsa has an amazing ability to attract good talent.
When did you decide to retire from broadcasting?
Well, I thought 25 years was long enough in one thing. I'm kind of a stay-putter. I've only lived in three houses in my life, all right here in Tulsa. The one I was born in, married in, lived in for a long time. Saw my first television in from across the street because we didn't have a television set, but the people across the street did. And in nice warm evenings, they'd leave their front door open and we could see it and listen to it on the radio. We can't anymore, but we could hear Channel 6 then. Anyway, I'm a stay-putter, except I thought, you know, there's something else out there that I'd like to do. I love television. I still do. I still love to do commercials, and I'm flattered as heck when somebody asks me to do one these days, and I still do some. But I had the opportunity because the public relations director out at Tulsa Technology Center retired. And I had told then-Superintendent Joe Lemley, if she ever retires, I want to apply for that job. I still had the old writing bug inside of me. And I really wasn't doing any writing in television, except I did a lot of my own writing up here doing ad-lib commercials. I did a lot of ad-lib live commercials. They'd just give me the facts, and I'd do what they wanted me to end up saying. But I had the writing bug, so I applied for the job and got it out at Tulsa Technology Center. So I left television on my own. If I'd been fired, I would miss it. People ask me that all the time. Don't you miss television? No, not really. Of course, I still do some of it. But I wanted to do this other. So I did that for 10 years.
What year was that then that you retired?
1980. Mm-hmm.
And you'd been at 25 years, you said?
I had been in television 25 years. Yeah. And so in 1980, then I went to Tulsa Technology Center.
What part of your broadcast career gave you the greatest satisfaction? Was there some promotion you did? Or what made you feel good about what you did? Anything special?
The people I had on the show. And I mean the local people. Now, I did get to do lots of things. I won't kid you. I enjoyed every one of them. I enjoyed landing on and taking off from an aircraft carrier. I loved that. Who would have ever thought that a little girl from the wrong side of the tracks would get to do something like that? Who would have ever thought I would get to have tea in the White House with the president and his wife?
Which president?
A couple of them. Lyndon Johnson and the one that got impeached.
Richard Nixon. Mm-hmm. And how did you get to do that?
Well, because I was in television, I was invited to be on this 30-member committee called Women in the Services. What we did involved women in the military. There were only 30 of us, and you could only serve 3 years, and they could only have two from a state as a maximum. You could stay 3 years. I guess because I was in television, I was chosen from Oklahoma to do that by the Defense Department because I worked with the Defense Department. We'd have meetings at military bases of all the services. We always started in Washington, D.C., and then they would take us by plane, usually, depending on where it was, to an Army base, a Marine base, a Navy base, whatever, for the rest of our meetings. So we always had the big do's in Washington, D.C. Part of it was at the White House, of course, and part of it was at the home of the Secretary of Defense, whoever that happened to be at the time. Clark Clifford comes to mind immediately. We really got to know all of the uppity ups in the military. Matter of fact, during my 3 years, John, we made it possible for women to become field grade officers. That means generals or admirals. Before that, women could not do that. The billets were there, but Congress wasn't filling them. We got them to do that. So I do know personally and got to know very well the first Air Force general woman, the first Army general woman, the first Army nurse general woman, the first admiral in the Navy and Marines. It was wonderful.
Any highlights from having tea with Lyndon Johnson or Richard Nixon? Any reflection on what they said or anything happened?
Not particularly, except for a little girl from the country. And Tulsa has never been a little town, even though I told you I was born in 1924. It was not tiny then. I think the population was over 100,000 then, so it wasn't tiny. I probably had my jaw dropped, but I enjoyed the very friendly atmosphere from both of these people and their wives. I truly did. They're just folks, like the rest of us. And that probably sparked my interest in politics, which I had never had, which became, obviously, quite an interest to me later. But here again, I was serving the people, and it's the people that I had on my television shows. But it's not the big stars, because I got to go to Hollywood lots of times for premieres of movies and interview the stars on the set and stuff. They were fine, and I enjoyed that. I won't tell you I didn't. I did. I enjoyed that a lot, but I got to go overseas. I got to go on a press trip to Morocco and on a press trip to France. Yeah, I enjoyed all these things, but really, it was the people from Northeast Oklahoma that I really loved talking to. I felt like I was really helping them somehow. I hope I did. I tried to.
Because they came on
advertising something that they were interested in, something that was going to help somebody. They were going to do the helping, not me. I was just their platform. But I loved doing that. The people that I got to meet from around here and from abroad, anywhere, I call California abroad, so was just wonderful. Actually, that's what I enjoyed most about my television days. Contact with the people and the confidence that sponsors had in me to hand me a fact sheet and say, do our commercial. That was very, very gratifying, and I enjoyed that. As you say, it did let me do a little bit of my writing because I'd write it in my head. I didn't write it down, but I'd write it in my head from what they just handed me.